The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And we begin Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. Don't have my boots on yet. I'm going to keep them off until I have to get done with the show and head over to headquarters. 4th Battalion, 8th Regiment. Hoo-ha! That's what I'm doing today. Anyway, they got to take my picture and stuff. That's stuff I have to do. Very important. Very important stuff. Anyway, yes, it is my weekend to serve here for the Texas State Guard. And I'm in half uniform. I have the pants, the shirt, the dog tags, the socks, some other stuff. Even have a watch on. You know, you have to wear a watch in the Army. If you get caught without a watch, oh my goodness. They like yell at you a lot. All right, so you can't do that. Anyway, I'll be out of here at noon, but not until noon. Until noon, I'm going to be talking to you. They have given me the liberty of always spending my time with you on the weekends. They've been very good to me about that. And very, very proud to be a part of the 8th Regiment and stationed at headquarters. I will be seeing Officer Lemmings later because I've got some business to take care of. Anyway, call me 713-572-4610. It's what we do when we're making a commitment to helping people. And that's what this show's all about, is helping you. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen our website, homeshowradio.com? It's all about helping you. All those videos, it's all about helping you. All the certified home show pros, it's all about helping you. I used another one this week, and it was the Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street. One of my garage doors busted a spring. And the door was put in 1973, and it finally busted a spring. I got some good money out of that. I didn't build the house. I bought it in 97, burned it down, fixed it, but that was an original door. And they had two springs. They replaced both springs, lubricated everything, did all they needed to do, and it cost me $145. Instead of them saying, oh, this is what would have happened with a lot of people. Oh, you know, that door's so old. You're going to have to buy a new one, so we're going to have to charge you $1,000. That's not what they do. That's not what any of our home show pros do. So I'm very proud to be a part of this, and we are collecting more and more every day. I got some meetings next week with some, and we're glad to have them because they just get paid, you know, a good work. It took them about an hour. It was $145 for the parts and everything, and parts are guaranteed for life. And he's just a nice guy, and he lubricated both my doors just because I said, hey, I want you to check out my other door too. It was a newer door they put in a couple of years ago, and he said, yeah, this door looks good. I said, yeah, I know, y'all put it in. All right, anyway, 713-572-4610. We want to hear from you. Let's talk to Frank. Frank, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Frank, this is Frank, and I'm going to tell you, Tom, I'm so smart because I listen to you.
Okay, well, thank you, Frank.
I have a two-story house here in Seabrook, and I had to get it re-roofed. Uh-huh. And siding in the back done. You told me about a couple of my questions. So I get Ideal Roofing out for a bid, mm-hmm. and I was so blown away. The materials, I got a lifetime transferable warranty. The thing, they just finished like 20 minutes ago. It's freaking
20
unbelievable.
Minutes ago? Okay.
That's 20 fine. Minutes ago, they finished the cleanup.
Yeah.
I mean, I just didn't realize you could get a lifetime warranty. The materials, they painted the stacks. I mean, it's gorgeous.
No, they just came out and painted my stacks, three months ago. I had a whole roof maintenance plan done with them. And, it was all caulking and painting and it looks great, and my roof is 22 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. And here's the thing, you know, I kind of mm-hmm. listen to you. You know, always get bids, but they came in, they were the first ones, and I was going to get some more bids, but the price was so reasonable, I just forgot getting other bids.
Well, I appreciate that. And anybody listening, I hope they get bids if they want. But the guys I talk about, they've been in business so long, they have to be competitive. So everybody says, oh, it's on Tom's show, it's too expensive. It's just not true.
Well, I just want to tell you, man, I'm so proud of myself because I listen to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Hoo-ha! I appreciate it.
All right, so long.
You bet. 713-572-4610. Call me and we will talk today. No, these guys, you can't stay in business. Ideal Roofing's been in business since 1982. Anyway, you can't stay in business that long if you're not competitive. Your prices have got to be better or in line with everybody else. It's just the bottom line. And you have to have a better product and better service because I'm Tom Tynan, and I don't take any crap from anybody, and nobody's going to do that to my listeners. Okay, there we go. James Hardy Building Products. I want you to call them, not call them, I want you to use their siding when you need to reside your home. I'm going to tell you who to call in a minute, but James Hardy Building Products has the Hardy Siding System. So you get the roof. You get a warranty, you get a great roof. Now, you get siding, you get siding, you get great siding. Remember, no wood is good when it comes to siding. And Hurricane Harvey, gosh, a year ago, I don't know if it's today, but this month, no, 2 years ago, excuse me, this month, people are still reeling. I have to meet with a friend of mine who has to rebuild his home from Hurricane Harvey. He just got his money. And I'm going to meet with him and give him some advice and do the things that I do, but it's been 2 years for these people living in an apartment. It was horrible, a horrible experience. All the siding that was supposed to be great was thrown to the side of the road except for one type of siding, and that's the Hardy Siding System. That stayed on the homes. That's how good it is for this part of the country. Anyway, it's good for all the country. I'll tell you that right now. But since I only deal with Houston now, I've given up all the radio shows that I had all over the country. This is my home. This is where I live. This is what I do. And this is the climate I know the best. And it's Houston. So James Hardy Building Products, the Hardy Siding System. Get somebody good. Go to homeshowradio.com. Homeshowradio.com. No, excuse me. Home Show Hardy Pros. Is it homeshowhardypros.com? Yes, that's it. Or you can go to homeshowradio.com. We've got installers there. But homeshowhardypros.com, and you will find people there that you can use to put it on right. That's what it's all about here at Home Show Radio. Get a certified Home Show Pro. And now more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan, like the man said. 713-572-4610. Let's continue on. We have open lines, by the way, 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Jess. Jess, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Thank you for all your advice you give us all the
time.
Yes,
sir. You're welcome.
All right. I've got a situation. I'll try my best to describe it.
Okay.
Two-story home built in the early 70s. Upstairs bathroom is right below the AC drain that's located in the attic. And I've noticed over probably the past month, maybe, when the AC comes on, I start noticing a little, it sounds like a drip coming from that bathtub drain. But nobody uses that bathtub. So it's not water, it's not dripping, obviously, but it sounds like something maybe related to the AC. Can you maybe help me?
You have no problems. I don't know where your air conditioning system is drained to, but if it's drained into the lines and you hear something and you say nobody uses that bathroom, that I suspect that your tub you need to run a little water in there so you don't have to hear it because your pee trap is dried up.
That's okay. That's what I thought it might be. Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. No problem.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks.
Yeah, run a little water in there. You'll be fine. You don't use a bathroom regularly, and I understand I have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 bathrooms. One's a half bath in my house. We don't use them all the time. I mean, I have a guest room, and I go in there probably once a month and just run the water. You have to fill those pee traps up. If you don't, You're going to get problems. You can get, it's not super problems, just like super smelly stuff. And you just want to make sure everything's working right. Nothing's, you know, not working right, that kind of thing. That's kind of a dumb way to say it. But anyway, you just got to stay on top of it. So there's nothing wrong with having a bathroom you don't use because someday you might need it. All right, 713. I've got 10 people coming to my house tonight. I know. My wife has decided to have a dinner party. Guess what? All I do is cook. I'm the cook. So I'm cooking for 10 people tonight, right? And I'm going to have to do all the dishes afterwards. Not a lot of fun for the cook, but I like to cook, so I'll get away with it. The fact of the matter is, we're probably going to need more than one bathroom. That's just it. So the first thing she does is she shows everybody the bathrooms, just in case. And everybody's welcome to use any of them they want. They all work fine, as I think so. I mean, I only use my own, but they're welcome to use mine too. Anyway, we'll see what happens. 713-572-4610 is the remodeler of choice. If you are going to have a project done around your home, you want to remodel, I can't imagine you calling anybody but Trifection. I was in the remodeling business for a long time. And quite frankly, I wasn't as good as them. Projects came out great, but these guys have it all down because that's all they do is remodeling. I did new homes is more my forte. But they put together orchestrated such a great stream of people. Musicians, you want to call them, you know, whatever you want to say, but Trifection just did a fantastic job putting all these groups of people together, and they're there for you. Starting from the very first conversation on a phone to the very end when you write them the final check, they have it all set to where you deal with a team of people that are, there's nobody better. And there's so much work for them that they all just keep working together. That's just it. And that's a beautiful thing. When you have a crew that says, oh, yeah, I've worked with Trifection for 10 years. Oh, yeah, I've worked with these guys for 5 years. Oh, yeah, that's all the work we do is Trifection. You just know that they're running the right company. Trifection, give them a call at 281-KITCHEN. 281-KITCHEN. Is it just kitchens? Heck no, but it started out that way. I even talked to Jeff Roberts. He said, Tom, you think I should change my phone number? I said, are you kidding me? 281-KITCHEN? Kitchen is actually a word people can spell. So, for the most part, not everybody. If you can't, well, you know, Google it. Anyway, it's 281-KITCHEN, Trifection for form, function, and fit.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynans.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. I'll be with you till noon today. Then I got to go to the Westheimer Armory and, I don't know, check in. And they need to take my picture so I can put my stripes on. All right, we'll see what happens. They might not take my picture and say, no, you don't deserve a picture. Go do 20 push-ups. I said, okay, that's what I signed up to do, whatever you say. Colonel Lilly, whatever he says, Major Green. Okay, you betcha. You betcha. I can even Lieutenant Miller. He's like a big puppy dog, and I still, if he tells me to do something, I got to do it. All right, 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Ron. Ron, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Tom, good morning. I have a air conditioning problem, and I need to get some advice. I have a home warranty, and what I found was that one morning I woke up and the unit in my attic was leaking, and it was draining down into my on my ceiling, so I had a problem with that. So I called my home warranty company, and they sent out a contractor to look at it, and they said that I needed a whole new unit upstairs and that my warranty covered it. But the company said the modifications and everything that they had to do would cost me an additional $2,000.
Yes.
In addition to what my warranty covered. And I was just curious, it seems kind of high. Is that a reasonable price for modification, although the complete unit is covered upstairs?
No, it's not covered upstairs. Listen to me, Ron. It's not covered upstairs. It's costing you $2,000. Home warranty programs are a ripoff.
Okay.
And nothing is covered. They're telling you it's covered, but nothing is covered. They're okay. playing number games with you. So I wish you didn't have it. I wish you didn't feel so strong about it. I think it's a total waste of money for you. I would cancel it immediately, and I would get another bid, and it's probably still going to cost you $2,000, whatever. But I don't know why it's leaking, and they have to put a whole new unit in. Makes no sense at all. What they're doing is they're taking advantage of you, and they're making you try. They're trying to make you feel like you're a happy camper, but they are actually stealing from you.
Is $90 for the recharge of the unit for the coolant?
Yeah, that's fine. But why do you have a new unit because it's leaking? Why do you need a new unit? Is it an evaporator coil? An evaporator coil is about $2,000. I mean, I don't know what modifications they're going to make. They don't have to make any. They just need to replace the whatever is leaking. But I don't understand, if you have a leak in your ceiling, why you need a new unit upstairs. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, they said the pan is rusted out, and that the reason the pan was rusted out was due to the unit itself was leaking and everything, so they had to replace the whole unit. And
well, you keep saying unit. Wait. You keep saying unit. The unit is a furnace. It's a fan motor. It is a evaporator coil. The only thing and you're telling me you have a rusty pan. A rusty pan you can replace for $200. So yeah. I don't understand why you need a new furnace and a new fan motor, because it's working. You just have a leak. And you need your pan's rusted out. So what you probably need is a new evaporator coil and a pan. But you don't need a new unit. They're just stealing your money.
Okay, I appreciate it, Dan.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Get rid of the home warranty. It doesn't work for anybody. Warranty, okay. Home warranties. It's just a ripoff game. I hate it. Now I'm all upset. I'm going to have to arm wrestle somebody and get my aggressions out. I don't like this. I don't like it when my listeners are being taken advantage of. Oh, it's only, I need modifications, $2,000. Really? What modifications do you need for $2,000? Oh, well, no, it's just, how about this? How about they want to put $2,000 in their pocket, then they're going to charge the warranty company another $2,000, so they get $4,000. Oh. Oh, that makes sense. No wonder they're in the warranty business. Oh. All right. 713-572-4610. Benjamin Moore Paint is the paint you should buy to paint your home. Why? Because it's really good. I don't know how else to say it. It's a good paint. But most importantly, they have good outlets out there. 18 of them that give you the right information. We get questions all the time about what kind of paint for this, Tom? What kind of paint for that, Tom? What kind of sealer for this, Tom? There's so much out there today. And then I've got people calling me, oh, they used the wrong paint, it's making me sick. Well, the Regal line of paint is no VOC, even when you put the colorant in it. It's got the Gen X coloring system. There's no VOCs, which means volatile organic compounds. I know I sound really smart when I say that, but I don't want to be smart. I want to be, what is it? I don't care about the truth. Oh, I only care about the truth, not the facts, whatever the case may be. Here at Home Show Radio, the smartest listening audience that you have in the country, I just want you to be safe. And when it comes to paints, I want you to have the best paint, the best products, the products that last the longest, and I want you to get the good service that you deserve, and I want you to go to a store where the paints, the Regal line of paints, whatever you need, even if it's a stain for a deck or whatever it is, you will get the right information and the how to do it. And there's 18 Benjamin Moore dealers around town. All you have to do is go to homeshowradio.com. homeshowradio.com/paint.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you, Tom. I wish there were more honest and beautiful people in the world like you. We wouldn't have a lot of problems.
Thank you.
I'm calling about pest control. I can't remember the name of the company that you spoke of. It's been quite some time ago. I have used two. One told me he was on 5 antibiotics. I never saw him anymore.
Yo.
And then you used, nice. I used the ABC thing, and that is just too much.
Yes.
So since I built the house, I've always had pest control, and I don't want to lose it.
Okay. There's a great deal running right now. Yes, I will give it. Do you have a pencil for their phone number?
Yes, I do. I have a pencil right here.
Okay. The name of the company is Preventive Pest Control.
That's it. Preventive. Okay.
But I'm going to give you the phone number. They got a deal running now. You'll save $50 on your first treatment. It's a little system they come up together with me, so I don't want you to get poisoning yourself. They're very gentle with it, and that's what it needs to be when it comes to chemicals. 1-801.
Okay, now this is, they will come in and put it down, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't want to put on anything.
I don't want you to touch a chemical. I want them to do it and do it very gently, and I'd like most of it, and you tell them this. I want it on the outside, not the inside, because that's the key to a healthy pest control system is, and I did it with my mother, and she passed away a year ago.
Yes.
But, everything was done on the outside.
On the inside, and my sinuses have been going crazy.
That's right. I don't want them, and you tell them that. You tell them, take care of it on the outside. But don't start spraying unless you have a real problem. Then you can call them and say, hey, I got a problem on the inside. But I don't want them on the inside if we can avoid that.
Well, I tried that Alphabet company, and they just put those little boxes around, and I just don't trust that. If they get the little boxes, who's going to take them out? I'm afraid to take the things out.
All right, do you have an ant problem?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, tell them to treat the outside. Talk to them about you're sensitive. I don't want chemicals in my house. I don't have them in my house. I didn't want them in my mom's house. And I don't think you should have them in your house. They can do the outside.
And this works. If you put them outside, that makes sense. They won't.
Well, and I don't think they'll put the boxes. I think they'll do a little spray. But they'll have a little different system for the outside. But there's no reason. If you can keep them on the outside, there's no reason for them to be on the inside unless you're leaving food. You know, you're leaving a lot of, you know, dirty dishes and old, you know, food and stuff around. You don't want to do that. But
no, I don't do that.
I know you don't.
I know you don't. No.
I'm sure you don't.
I keep down. I write down all the things that you say in the mornings, and I pretty much have everything, but I didn't remember the pest control.
That's okay. And, you know, just give them a call, but tell them, you know, treat the outside once a month, and you don't have to worry about the inside unless you have a problem. Then they'll come in and they'll treat it very specifically.
Now, they have to do this once a month?
You don't have to. It's up to you. You get with them. But I know with my mother, felt more comfortable. Some people like it all the time. I don't have one done unless I have a problem. But some people really like, you know, making sure that once a month the outside is sprayed. So that it depends on who you are and how you like it.
Yeah, I don't need all of that.
I hate chemicals.
Because I've used companies, and since the house was built, I really don't have a big problem. But when someone comes in and they've been working with you, and then he tells me, I got to go take 5 antibiotics, and I never hear from them anymore.
That's pretty funny. I had to take antibiotics not too long ago. I got in all kinds of trouble because it doesn't work with me. So I'm glad I'm off of those things.
What are we going to do without you? I know you're going to say there's somebody else, but not as nice as you are.
Well, there's always somebody better. That's just the way it is, but it's okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Barbara. We'll talk to you. Bye-bye. Yeah, call Preventive Pest Control and be careful with the chemicals. My God, everybody. I was in a big box store. Everybody says that. I'll just say it. I go there all the time. And I'm looking down this aisle, and all there is all these chemicals. And I'm thinking, people buy this stuff, and they just think they're doing good spraying it all over all the time. Oh, I'm going to spray this week. I'm going to spray next week. I'm going to keep spraying. Look at the price of this. I can get a whole gallon of this poison. And I'm thinking, my God, we need to stop this. It's worse than the pharmaceutical companies. The poisons they sell you, and people are spreading them everywhere. Why? you know, it just doesn't make sense. I took a job down in the valley. I don't know how much longer that'll last because of the fact that, you know, I get it going and I move on. I'm a startup guy for different colleges and stuff. But we have this little, my wife and I got this little townhome we rented. And they wanted to send someone in because she got stung by a wasp. Oh, I thought it was the end of the world. My wife actually went out in the back patio and apparently somebody had done something and the wasps were going all mad. And so they went after her and stung her in the back. Now, of course, she won't go outside ever again. And if I go out and I even leave the door open for a second, she starts screaming at me. But they sent a pest control person over. And he wanted to come in. I said, I don't want you in my house. I don't want that stuff in my house. He goes, oh, that's pretty smart. He said, yeah, that's a good idea. So I said, just spray the outside, because apparently they have an ant problem and a wasp problem in the valley. I didn't know this. And so he sprayed around the doorways and stuff, all around the outside. And that's good enough for me. I didn't want it inside. I didn't smell it. I don't want that stuff in my lungs. I don't want it in my body. I am so old. I turned 61 years old last Wednesday. I said, I don't want that stuff anymore. I don't know. I mean, I don't have much time left on this earth. So, and I got 1 year to Social Security. That's what I told Sandy the other day. I got 12 months. I collect Social Security in 12 months as of Wednesday last week on August 14th. And I said, just spray the outside. So he sprayed all on the outside, and all these dead ants were underneath the door. I said, see, they worked fine. We had to sweep the ants up, but they were all dead. But he just did the outside, and that's the way it should be. Everything should be on the outside and should be done very carefully with a professional. Not just spraying that stuff all over the place. Be careful. Preventive pest control. Give them a call. They have a little Tom Tynan thing going where the first month is only $39. And if you want them to come every month, which would be your regular service, that's fine. I always had one for my mother. It cost her, I think, $75 to $80 a month. She felt more comfortable with it. I don't have one. She does, or she did. She passed away last July. But it's you know, some people feel better with it, and I'm good with it. And when I found a bug in her house, you know, it was dead. I said, see, Mom, it's working. I know. What's that dead bug? I said, no, Mom, your service is working. All right, Aquatex. Your service with Aquatex will work, too, when it comes to clean water. Now, I'm a water freak. Everybody has their own issues, right? I like clean water. I'm drinking raspberry tea right now. You hear that? With clean Aquatex water from the K5 drinking water station. I like raspberry tea. And I have a little squirt of lime in there. We're having a dinner party for my wife tonight. Guess what they're all getting? Raspberry tea. I made two jugs of it. It's just what we do. That we are a real party house over here. We have raspberry tea and barbecue. Hey, that's the way it is. It's too funny. Anyway, boy, my life has changed since the 70s, I'll tell you that. Anyway, Aquatex, they're there for you when it comes to clean water to drink or conditioned water to bathe in or everything in between. I took a bath this morning. Not a bath. I took a shower this morning. I have my uniform on right now. I have to go to the armory after this because it's my weekend to serve, and I've got some duty to take care of. And then I got to come back and cook for 10 people. But the bottom line is I bathed in the water. I'm drinking the water, and the water I have under control at my house, and I'm very proud of it. That's Aquatex. If you need a water conditioning system like the Kinetico line of water systems, uses no electricity, it's absolutely outstanding. I just put 2 bags of salt in there. I haven't put salt in, and I don't think in months, 2 months maybe. Since we're traveling back and forth so much, we're just not using a lot of water. So what happens with this system is it knows I'm traveling. I don't have to tell it. It's not Siri or something. But it just knows it because it works off gears. So it only regenerates when it needs to. So I don't have to worry about all these timers and stuff. All those other companies, they have timers. Whether you come, go, or you're in-house, out-house, it thing just keeps regenerating all the time. Doesn't make sense. Not with the Aquatex system. It knows when you're here. It knows when you're not. I know it's kind of creepy, but you don't even have to talk to it, and it doesn't talk back. Aquatex, give them a call, 281-331-7777.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we'll just continue on with the first hour of Home Show Radio on Saturday. I like it. Let's see here. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, thank you. This isn't a sexy question, but my young toddler son got a hold of a spray paint can.
Uh-oh.
And sprayed. Yeah. You know where this is going. He's
yes. Actually, I do.
Yeah. Sorry. So go ahead. I've got some spray paint lines on some brick pavers. And trying to figure out what's the best way to attack this, see if I can get these gone.
Spray paint. That's an oil-based induced paint. How do you get that off? All I can tell you is a scrub brush and some soap and water and try your best. If you put solvent on there, what it does, uh-huh. It dissolves the paint and it goes even deeper and spreads it even more. So I don't want you to... I don't want you to loosen the paint that way. I want you to go at it with a really stiff scrub brush, and I hope you can get it out. I don't know. It might take a professional. I don't know how much you have. Clean and Green Solutions can get it out because they do graffiti removal, which is a specialty thing. But I don't want you to start spreading paint thinner and stuff all over it. It is going to spread it like a rash. You just don't want to do that.
I figured, I didn't want to do anything before I asked somebody that had a little bit.
Yeah, I want you to try to get it off with an abrasive and not a chemical.
Okay.
And see if you can, because it's dry now. And let's see if we can get the dry stuff off of there. So I would say a stiff scrub brush and try something like Simple Green, which is a great cleaner that won't hurt anything. But I don't want you to dissolve the paint. I want you to try to get it off in a hardened state, I guess you might say.
Gotcha. All right, I'll give it a go.
How the heck did you let him get a can of spray paint?
You know how they are. You turn around for
how old is
15 minutes.
He?
He was 4 and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
In the garage, and hey, look at this.
Well, no, I like the idea that you have him in the garage and you're working with him and showing him stuff, but my goodness, son, put the paint up about 12 feet in the air.
Sure.
Good luck to you. I raised three. I know. Thank you, Kevin.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. That's funny. I'm glad he didn't hurt himself. He could have sprayed himself in the face. It's like, oh, my kid got a gun. He just shot himself in the head. Oh, God, no. Stop. You got to watch these kids. You know, I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he saw I have a 66 Mustang in my garage that's restored. And he said, where did this come from? I said, you know, I never wanted it. But when my boys were 12, 13 years old, I thought, I got to teach them how to do some stuff that's not Googled. And I said, I'm just going to buy this old car, and we're just going to do some wiring and change some tires and just do simple, stupid stuff on it, right? Just something to play with. And I taught them how to do stuff on it. And I might spend an hour or two, maybe twice a week in the garage. And they really enjoyed it. I have one son that he couldn't put together a bolt and a nut, still doesn't, but he helped me wire the dang thing, and he did all the crimping for me. I also have another son that just got a huge job offer who is working in the pipeline industry now, who can actually fix anything. He actually is a mechanic on what they call pigs. Pigs go down into pipelines and do all the research, and then he does all the computer stuff, and he's working for Rosen right now, and we'll see what happens with him. But you just got to teach your kids. My one boy who couldn't put a nut and a bolt together, he used to jumpstart all his friends' cars over at Cy Creek. Because the cars, they didn't know how to do it. I taught him, this is how you jumpstart a car. He always had cables in the car, and he always jumpstarted for him. It was like nothing to him, although he didn't want anything to do with it. He's Mr. Beverly Hills now. He's doing very well. He's an executive with Mosaic. He's a talent agent. Dealing with all these beautiful women in Beverly Hills and stuff. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, University of Texas graduate. But as far as that goes, you just got to get your kids out in the garage. But hide the spray paint. All right, I've said enough. Let's move on. Texas Floors. The people you call when you have a flooring problem, whether it's a laminate, could be a vinyl, who knows what it is. Today, the floor industry is changing dramatically. I remember talking to Jason, who's one of the owners of Texas Floors, and I said, so what's the new up-and-coming thing? He goes, oh, it's the slap-down, I guess it's called slap-down vinyl. I haven't really had any I know I need to change the floor downstairs, but it might be the way to go. But I don't know anything about it. Slap down vinyl. I said, do you glue it? No, you don't glue it. Well, how does it go down? You just throw it down. Really? He goes, yeah, Tom, it's really a cool product. And I said, so what are the manufacturers doing? He said, Mohawk, which is a huge manufacturer of flooring, is getting rid of their whole entire line of laminate. They're going right down to the vinyls, and that's it. Well, by the way, for all you green people, vinyl comes from petroleum products, so what are you going to do? Anyway, the bottom line is this. It's a new industry now, and you have some great options. But how do you know unless you go to the right people? Texas Floors, located at 290 in Spring Cypress. Spring Cypress and 290 is probably a better way to put it. But it's right on the south side of 290 by the Office Depot shopping center. There's an anchor store. That's what they call the big ones. And it's right down from that. I think, I don't know if Tutti Frutti's still there, but I think they're still in business because I have one down the street. I haven't had a carb or sugar in a year, and I've lost 35 pounds. So I don't know, but I sure did like the mango and vanilla when I could have it. Anyway, Texas Floors, they're right there for you. Or you can shop at home. Just call them. They'll bring the samples, and they'll take care of you there. That's Texas Floors. Remember, all of our certified Home Show pros that I have vetted personally are at homeshowradio.com. And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. 713-572-4610. Be with you today, and I will be with you today on the radio until noon. Let's talk to Ken. Ken, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Mr. Tynan. This is Ken. I called 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I guess we're going to have to go back to something else, because I called complaining that some pipes at my house were making a loud gurgling sound when you turn it in the bathtub, and you told me all I had to do was tighten the screw at the back. Long story short, I took all the screws out, took all the gaskets out, put all new in, and it's still doing it.
I'm not sure about the screw in the back, but
okay. What maybe I
let's go back. Let's go back to step one. So it's in your bathroom.
Yes, sir.
It is in your shower.
In a bathtub, and then when you turn the hot water on, you know, to regulate the water, yes. You get this tremendous pounding, and
So the washer.
Okay, that's what we thought. Yes. And then when you turn the cold, then you turn on the shower, and it goes away. You know, the middle, it's like you get your hot on the left side, cold on the right side, and the middle is where you regulate for the shower. As soon as you turn the shower on, the rattling stops.
You pulled the stem out and you looked at the washer?
Yes, sir. I changed the washer.
Okay. And so it's still pounding on you?
Oh yes, sir.
Is it pounding when you turn it off, or it's only pounding when you have it on and then you turn the shower on and it quits?
You're exactly. Hmm. And mostly on the hot water side.
Yes, I understand. But it does it on the cold side too?
Yes and no. It seems like there's...
It's not yes or no. Give me a yes or no. Give me something to work with here, partner.
I'm going for what my wife is telling me. I just hear the noise. But it's because you're trying to get the hot water hot coming from the tank. Okay.
But it does it on the cold too?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. So it's the hot side.
Yes, sir.
Usually when you get a pounding like that on the hot side, it's going to be the washer. If it's not, I'm not sure what is pounding. Do you hear it? You've heard the noise.
Oh, you can almost, the windows almost shake. Okay. I'm exaggerating, but it's really, really loud.
It's not when you turn it off. It's when you're running the water.
Just when we turn the water on, that's when it boom, 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 boom.
Okay, and then it stops as the water runs?
No, it stops when you turn the shower on.
When you turn the water off, I mean, so it's when the water is running through there, it's still pounding. It's got to be the washer.
That's what I thought, so I put all new.
Yeah, I know. And you tighten it down nice. You put it in. The only thing is, if it's a water hammer, which it could be a water hammer, but it's very odd the way you're explaining it to me, but I might not be getting all the information. then what I would tell you is this. I want you to try something for me. I want you to turn the water off to the house.
Oh, okay.
Then I want you to go around and open all the valves and drain all the pipes you can, including the hose, bibs, everything. I just want it all to drain. I want all the pipes to fill with air. Okay?
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's easy. It won't take that long. It'll take you 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
You sound nervous. Don't. No, it's easy. And it might not work, but I think if it's a water hammer, it's because your risers are full of water and it's pounding. Then I want you to close all of those valves. I don't want one open. I want everything closed so it's full of air. And then I want you to turn the water back on to the house.
Okay.
Then you can go to anywhere you want. It's going to spit some air out. Don't worry about it. That's fine. And I want to see if it's you have a riser that's full of water. I think maybe that's the only other thing that's going to make a pound like that is if you have a water hammer. It's actually a term, a water hammer. And I want to know, I think if that's the case, this might just solve your problem.
Okay. I'll try that, and I'll
let you
know.
Doesn't cost anything. Doesn't cost anything.
Right. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, next question is, mostly rust in the pipes.
Yes.
Little particles of rust, like gold, we're seeing more and more where I have to clean the screens out at the end of the faucet maybe once a month. Okay. Is that the hot water tank going?
No. How old's your house?
65, 70.
Yeah, you got galvanized pipes. They're rusting on the inside. It has nothing to do with your water heater. So I don't want you spending $3,000 to replace a water heater. Don't do that. It's going to get really bad. You have galvanized pipes. You can have them renewed. You can call TDT, one of our people, and have them come out and take a look at it, where they'll sandblast the inside of the pipes and then line it with an epoxy and get rid of the whole thing, get your water pressure back. And that might have something to do with your water hammer, too. But
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You're just going
to... No, I was just going to say that because when that hammer goes off, we get a lot more of the...
Yeah, it's breaking.
Gold dust.
I wish it was gold. Then we could do something with it. But it's not. But as far as that goes, you see all these pipe repiping commercials on TV, repipe your house. I don't want you to do that. Call TDT. It's time. Those pipes are just really deteriorated over a long period of time. But they're not bad. They're just the insides are all corroded and full of rust. So
I believe that.
Yeah, don't drink the water, whatever you do. Make sure you use filtered water. But as far as that goes, it's time for you to start thinking about that. Get a price for it. Start doing a little budget for yourself. And it's time for you to renew your pipes. So call TDT.
TDT.
I was about to do it with my mom's house, and then she passed away. So I understand.
So you don't. So you still think it's the gasket, huh? Or
no, I think it's a water hammer, and I think your risers are full of water and not air. You have 18-inch risers in your pipes around all your fixtures, and those, they're supposed to stay full of air. There's a huge amount of pressure and volume in a pipe, and when you turn it on and off, it starts to pound. And so these shock absorbers have air in them, so the air will take the pounding so you don't hear it. And I think they're probably full of water.
You think possibly a rodent, bird, or anything could have gotten into one of the pipes from the roof for the
air? Absolutely not.
Okay, okay.
Absolutely not. It is in the pipe system itself. A supply system, as opposed to the drain system, is a sealed system. And it's under pressure constantly. And if you had anything that would breach that, it would be spraying water all over your house 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, it would just be a mess. So it's nothing in there. It's the pipe system itself.
Okay. All right. I'll drain everything out.
Yeah, it's easy. Just turn the water off and open everything up. Let it drain 5, 10 minutes. Close everything. Don't leave it open. And then turn it back on and see what happens. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, Ken, I hope I help you. I don't know. Trying my best. U.S. Pool Builder, the people that can build your pool. Really nice. How would you like a spa? I like my spa. I have one. It's in the ground. I call it a hot tub. They said, Tom, don't call it a hot tub. Call it a spa. Okay, yeah, you're right. It is a spa. It's got bubbles. It's got lights. I turn the lights off because I go in with home. Yes, but it's at night, and hopefully I don't have any weird neighbors taking pictures of me. If you see me on the front page of the paper, sorry. I just like soaking in the spa. It makes me happy. Not many things. I don't have a lot of pleasures like that anymore, but that's one. Anyway, U.S. Pool Builder can put together a pool, spa, a beautiful oasis in your backyard. That's what you want, is a beautiful oasis. U.S. Pool Builder. Give them a call and talk to them. These guys know what they're doing when it comes to building pools. Now, don't wait, because this is a perfect time of year. It's too hot to go outside now. I have to go out and barbecue today. I'm going to be sweating like crazy. And I'm probably going to be in my uniform because of the fact that I won't be able to change by the time I get back and get this thing put together for my lovely person that lives with me. But U.S. Pool Builder can help you do what I do. Just hang out by the pool and enjoy. I have one. I like it. Somebody said the other day, do you ever go in? I said, I never go in my pool. I really don't go in. And they said, well, why do you have it? I said, well, it's there. I got it because the kids loved it. And I spent a lot of time, good quality time with my children. They're all old now and nasty, and some of them don't bathe and that kind of thing. But no, they're fine. But I had a pool for my children and all their friends. I was the house where all the kids stayed at. And one day I said, why do you all hang out here? All I do is scream and yell at you, tell you not to do this, tell you not to do that. And one child came up to me and said, I don't even remember his name. He said, well, Mr. Tynan, you're the only house we go to that's safe. I go, whoa, okay. I didn't see that coming. But everybody liked hanging out at my house. I'd come home and people would be in my refrigerator making sandwiches. I said, who are you? I don't care. I mean, anybody's hungry can eat. I'm feed anybody. And they just would tell me, you know, and my kids were upstairs, and just go down, make a sandwich. I didn't care. All I said was, if I see a crumb after you're done, you're going to come down here and scrub my kitchen, because there'll be somebody else wanting a sandwich and they don't need to deal with your crumbs. I mean, that's the way it was. U.S. Pool Builder. That's what you can do. You can create a place for you and your family to hang out and get to really know them and raise quality children. That's what you're supposed to do as a parent. You're supposed to raise quality children, not just let them raise themselves. And a pool can help you do that. Believe it or not, it's awesome. Now, I'll give you a little tip, too. When they're young and you have a beautiful pool from U.S. Pool Builder, you don't have to bathe them. You just have them swim for an hour, and then you put them to bed. They're as clean as they're going to get. All right. Anyway, U.S. Pool Builder, give them a call. They will take good care. They will take really good care of you. But create that oasis in your backyard. Watch your children. Spend time with your family and do it around a beautiful swimming pool. That's the whole point of what I was getting at. Just have a good time with your family, and a pool brings you all together.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio. Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610. And anytime you want. At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on. Always free. Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.